For the second night in a row, there was playoff hockey in Sudbury on Wednesday night, and 3,318 fans showed up to the Sudbury Community Arena in this one hoping that their Wolves would pick up a win and avoid elimination for at least one more day. Kevin Brassard started in the net for Sudbury in what is likely his final OHL game, until he was replaced by Nate Krawchuk in the third period, while Michael Simpson was between the pipes for the Peterborough Petes. Peterborough won in the shots on goal department 33-29 and went 2-for-10 on the power play, while the Wolves went 1-for-2. Owen Beck got the scoring started for Peterborough with his second goal of the playoffs to give the Petes a 1-0 lead at 4:45 of the first period. Just over a minute later, Landon McCallum tied the game for the Wolves with his first goal of the playoffs, tying the game 1-1 at 5:48 of the first period, which is how the teams went into the dressing room for the first intermission. At 5:59 of the middle frame, Tommy Perdeller scored his first goal of the playoffs to give Peterborough a 2-1 lead. Landon McCallum of the Wolves scored his second goal of the game, and the playoffs, to tie the game 2-2 at 8:21 of the second period. J.R. Avon gave Peterborough a 3-2 lead at 12:03 of the middle frame by scoring his second goal of the playoffs. Tucker Robertson scored his second goal of the playoffs at 13:50 of the second period to give the Petes a 4-2 lead heading into the second intermission. The Sudbury Wolves gave it a valiant effort in the third period, but couldn't find the back of the net. And so the 2022-2023 season comes to an end with Peterborough completing a 4-game sweep. The Wolves say goodbye to overagers Kevin Brassard, Nick DeGrazia, and Dylan Robinson, and look to improve on their successes this season heading into the 2023-2024 season. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers home games of the Sudbury Wolves and Sudbury 5 for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.